Welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift, a podcast brought to you by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. Sharing her inspiration with us today is Suzanne Brown. She lives in Ontario, Canada.
One of the wonderful things about the practice of Christian Science is that through every experience, we're proving a divine reality that we can turn to again and again. Whenever I'm challenged with fear of missing out on something good, I often think of one of the earliest lessons I learned in Christian Science. I was a single mother raising two young sons. I had left a banking position to start a new business that would give me flexibility to care for my family and pursue music when opportunities arose. At the time, soloing at a Christian Science church was my main musical outlet. One day during a rehearsal, the organist noticed that I seemed troubled and asked me what was wrong. I explained that while I loved soloing, I deeply missed singing other music, especially jazz and musical theater. She listened quietly and then said, "My dear, don't you think your Heavenly Father knows that?" Those simple words stopped me in my tracks. In Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy writes, "Thoughts unspoken are not unknown to the divine mind. Desire is prayer, and no loss can occur from trusting God with our desires, that they may be molded and exalted before they take form in words and in deeds." Mind is another name for God, and as God's spiritual idea, I could trust that God would provide me satisfying answers. Still, what happened next felt remarkable. 2 days later, I unexpectedly met a friend who told me she was moving away and needed someone to take over her recording work for a large karaoke company. She thought I'd be a perfect fit. Within a week, I was in the studio recording many of the musical theater songs I loved. Looking back, I can see that God had been preparing the way long before I recognized it. The flexible work made it possible for me to accept the opportunity when it appeared. Whenever I think something good is missing, I remember that loving question. "Dear, don't you think your Heavenly Father knows that?"
Did you find today's ideas inspiring? To listen to more inspirational ideas from the First Church of Christ Scientist, be sure to check out our audio landing page at christianscience.com/audio. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.